There are many names in the music industry who you might attach a label to. Music royalty, iconic, a superstar. I'm hoping my guest this afternoon doesn't mind if I attach to him the title legend. American singer-songwriter Don McLean is a member of the Songwriters Hall of Fame and has over 40 gold and platinum records to his name.
Did you write the book of love, and do you have faith in God above?
One of the iconic songs of rock and roll history, American Pie, released back in 1971, covered so many times as well. People love it. It continues to be played again and again by radio stations, including ours, all over the world. Don, welcome to the program.
Well, thank you for that wonderful introduction. I'm blushing.
Just a bit, eh? So nice to have you on with us. Could you ever have imagined that American Pie would still be so popular today?
I didn't think I would be around a year after that song came out. And so I bought myself a little house in the country and paid for it with cash and closed the door and said, well, nobody can throw me out of here because I know I can make the taxes on the place. So that's basically what I thought. But, you know, I had probably 22 more songs on different charts in the next 12 years. I had three albums on the charts at the same time. All kinds of stuff happened, really, from 1970 through the early 80s when I had the number one record with Crying. And Castles in the Air was back on the charts. And that was all just amazing and such a surprise to me. And the thing that's remarkable now is that it would be very, very difficult for a young singer-songwriter who comes along today to do anything like that or to have any songs that are remembered, because basically the music business is finished. The business that we knew, which is the business that when you had a hit record, everybody knew that song. I mean, that's the reason the Beatles are so enormous. They had so many hit records when a hit record really meant something.
You believe the music industry is gone?
Yeah. Oh, it's finished. It's become a subset of advertising and filmmaking. It really isn't what it, you know, the business that it was, a separate entity, a powerful star-making entity. It's finished.
That year, you talk of looking at your own career. Is that because you felt that after you released your record, you thought, well, if I'm still here, it'll be because people love it so much, or because
I just felt the industry changed? I felt it was too big, too fast, and that I would have a serious blowback from it, and that I would all of a sudden, you know, anything that's gotten really big, people want to smash. And people did try to smash me, but I'm stronger than they are. And I outlasted all of the people that went after me, you know, with the taunt of, oh, he can't follow it, you know, this kind of thing. I simply dug in and worked all over the world and sang thousands and thousands of one-nighters, made more hit records, did more things, but it was a burden. It was a burden because there was now a negative expectation over me, rather than he's arrived and he's wonderful, and you know, some people have this this happened to them, and I'm happy for that. I didn't.
It's incredible the way you talk about it, because the publicity machine that surrounds music artists now wouldn't allow them to be so frank. You tell us exactly how it was and how you felt at the time, which must have been really difficult.
Well, the 70s, I say, were the worst years of my life, and they were the most creative and the most commercially successful, and they laid the groundwork for all the wonderful years that followed. The 30 years that followed the 1970s have been fantastic for me. I mean, I have had never-ending stream of wonderful appearances. The records get played. There are about probably 400 tracks you can download. There are hundreds of YouTubes. I mean, I'm all over the internet. There's stuff happening all the time. I have a wonderful wife and wonderful children who are in college now, and I've gotten a chance to see them grow up. You know, friends of mine like Harry Chapin and Jim Croce, they didn't get that chance to see their children grow up, to find out what their family was going to be like. I've been gifted with that, and I'm very thankful. I really am.
That song, American Pie, we immediately, the moment I mentioned on Twitter and Facebook and here live on the radio that you were going to be on with us, people wanted to ask questions.